Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. We have a super show today with a superstar on it. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about opening up your creativity, opening up the doors for you to be able to maybe take your thinking in a completely different level. And we're going to be talking about how you might be able to write a book. How many of you out there have had that in your mind? You've thought about, you know what, I'd love to write a book, but you know, nobody's going to read it, or I'm going to write a book, it's going to take too much time. Well, today we're going to help you to expand that thinking and let go of some of your limiting beliefs, maybe align with your inner truth and purpose, and help you to start to visualize that dream in a much bigger way. So if that's of interest to you, this is the show for you. We're going to help you to not only think this through. Well, I'm going to hook you up with the one of the number one best-selling authors in the world today, and he's going to give you some insights, some tips, understanding, and some of his wisdom so that you can really shift things around. You know, today is a day that I believe all of us need to contribute our message of truth, of courage, of hope, of love into this world. Wouldn't you agree? You know, just look around. The world's not exactly doing great in many areas, but you know, you can make an impact. And it's really up to you. It's up to me. It's up to all of us to step up, to grow, let go of those limiting beliefs and step into putting your messages of wisdom into the world. And if you can do that, it's going to help all of us upshift. So it's an amazing show we're going to have today. And I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to have my very special guest. We'll be right back.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I have a very special guest today. His name is Robert G. Allen. Robert, good to see you.
Hey, Kim. So good to see your smiling face. And so I'm happy to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, you and I have done this dance a little bit here for, I don't know, a few decades now. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. From the time you and I met at that little mountaintop or hilltop in Del Mar to where you are today. So it's been quite a journey. You've written some amazing books. Let me introduce you formally to my audience so they know a little bit more about you. Robert Allen is one of the most influential financial authors of our time. He's known for empowering millions with his groundbreaking strategies for creating wealth and financial independence. Number one New York Times best-selling author of the classics, Nothing Down, Creating Wealth and Multiple Streams of Income. Robert pioneered the concept of using other people's money and building diverse income sources long before it became mainstream. His innovative teachings have transformed the lives of entrepreneurs and investors worldwide. Today, he joins us on the Voices of Courage show to share his timeless wisdom and his insights for creating abundance and how to write a best-selling book. This is going to be amazing. I'm excited to do this with you.
Before we go any further, Ken, how many books have you written?
I've written 6 books now. Yeah, and I'm working on 2 more right now. And, you know, it's interesting you ask, because my creativity expanded here. I tapped back into it a few weeks ago, actually. And I've been writing poetry since 1992. I decided I'm going to put my poetry out in the world in a big way. And that book is going to be coming out, I would say, by the end of the year.
Awesome. So when you wrote your first book, what was the experience when you would tell people you were an author now?
When I became first, I had to step into that because, I had to claim I was a writer at one point, right? Because I couldn't write. I couldn't even spell. Thank God for spell check. But then I became an author and I had to step into that. It felt so good. And the day that my first book hit number one overall on Amazon, we sold 2,000 copies because of you and your partners, Mark Victor Hansen, and you guys taught me the formulas. And man, I blew it out. It was so exciting that day. Anyway.
And we want to show everybody that's here with us today how they can do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Being an author is the word authority has got the word author in it. And therefore, when you're an authority, you got to have a book. You just got to be able to codify and put your information into a system and then share it with the world. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
You've helped millions create wealth, through your previous books. So what inspired you to shift focus and write now the number one best-selling about authorship and influence?
When you look at the things that you're good at, your skills, you realize that you could write a book on 20 or 30 different subjects, and you could write a book about how you put together this amazing broadcasting thing you're doing here. There's a whole book in there about how to do that. In other words, I was about how do I make money in real estate? That was the first book, Nothing Down. So, I wrote that book, a million copy bestseller, How Do You Create Wealth? I was doing that on myself. So every time I codify some information, I got to put it down into a book. And so I said to myself, well, what have I done in my life that other people want to know? 80% of the people, according to New York Times, have a book in them, but about less than 1% will ever get it done. And I said, well, let me just teach them the system of how I did it. I created huge number one New York Times bestsellers. And I can boil it down to this. How do you do it? You have 30 minutes a day. You can get your book done. You can give yourself that authority. And so I spent the last year, and I'm passionate about it. I love to teach people how to do this. More than millions.
I love it. Well, let me ask you on that, because so 30 minutes a day, I'd like to know, like, how does that strategy work, and like, who's that for?
Well, anybody who wants to write a book, what they do is they get lost in, writer's block and everything else. And I say, if you just dedicate 30 minutes and put it in your calendar and make it inviolable, it's non-negotiable. So you decide, is it 6 o'clock in the morning? Is it 11 o'clock? And I don't know when you work, noon, whatever. But during that time, this is my time and this is my book time. Don't bother me during this time. And I'm going to focus on getting the words down and organizing my thoughts. And you just, there's 12 steps to do it. The first step is, what do I want to say? And therefore you spend 30 minutes figuring out, what do I really want to say? And how can I make that in a special, a fresh way, not just a cliched, like, best be successful stuff. How do I make it fun and different? And so ponder that one. A couple of sessions in a week, you're going to have your message. You can say, what does the universe want me to say? I've been living on this planet for a period of time. I've learned lessons. I've made mistakes. I've gotten ahas. What universe, God, Heavenly Father, what do you want me to say? Your people here on the planet need help. I've succeeded at a few things with your help. Thank you. Please tell me, what do you want me to say? And then you get that message. So if it takes you 30 minutes, it takes you 3 months. But 30 minutes a day until you finally figure out, this is what I must say. And then you put it together. And the next step is, okay, who do I want to say this to? And I'm that's my avatar. Who do I want? Who is it that right now has an urgent problem or a burning passion? Because if I can reach those people, they're ready to buy right now. If I don't reach the person who's urgently needing it or burningly wanting it, then it's just they're not going to buy it. And if they don't buy it, then I don't become a best-selling author and I don't change their life. So I search for the person in a narrow niche. And most people, they'll come to me and say, I want to write a book, Bob. It's going to change the world. And as soon as they say that, I know they will never be a best-selling author. It needs to be in a niche. You know, riches are in the niches. You got us just like Amazon. This niche was books. And then when it conquered books, then it sells everything in the world. So first you got to conquer a niche. And so you say, who is my avatar? How old are they? Where do they live? What are their problems? What are their passions? How do I speak to them? How would I find them? And so you decide and you put down your avatar, give them a name, give them a city where they live. Are they married? Are they single? What's their urgent problem? And then write a book based on that. Then, so it takes you 30 minutes. For as how many 30 minutes you put together until you figure out who, that's step number two. Step number three is, okay, now how can I say this in a fresh way? Because you put the title of the book you think you want, go to Amazon right now, type in the title you think you would like, you'd like to write, type the title in, notice how many books come up with that same title, you know, and you look at the list of all the people who were made the same cliched stuff, really. Like how to change your life and you know, it's so cliched. And so there are a lot of books on making money, but the way I made my brand, I created a brand, and that was multiple streams of income. As you're saying, it's an iconic one because everybody's on the lips of everybody now, you know? And so you need to create a brand, which is a new way of thinking about this old subject matter. And there's going to be 10,000 books on the same subject. 10,000. How do you rise to the top of those 10,000? Be number one. Well, you can't rise a cliched title. You know, you just can't. And so there you got to test. So how do you test? So, you know, in the book, the number one bestseller, I talk about how do I test to find out the title I want? And there are step number three. So anyway, we could go all through 12 steps.
Well, you know, I want to plus that a little bit too. I think, you know, with the AI tools today, with ChatGPT, you know, I love the idea, you know, go on the Amazon and see who's your category, you know, who's written the books like that. And, you know, ChatGPT can help them with titles now. You can ask ChatGPT, here's the other titles in this genre. I need something original. Yep. Write me five titles and subtitles that would, and then, like you said, test. How do they test, Bob?
Well, it depends on how big your database is. If you have everybody on their cell phone has 200 or 300 people, emails that you got, and texts and phone numbers. So you put together a list, and you can literally create a list. I have a call in mine. I have 2,500 names on my phone, but there are 200 of them that are what I call my make it happen list. And you, Ken, are on that list because I know you have a database. Talk about millions of people that you talk with. And Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, you know, I have people on my make it happen list. So you can create from your cell phone a separate database. And you call it whatever you want to call it, of 100 people at least that could help you. And you communicate with those 100. You say, "I'm thinking of writing a book," and you can text them or email them, all of them with the same push of a button. And you ask them, "Here are three titles I'm considering. Would you kindly tell me which of these? Only choose one, but which of these would you choose?" And you're looking for it when the 100 come back. You're looking for one that is twice as good as number two and three times as good as number three. It's called Zipf's Law. I'm looking for something that is better than. And then I'm going to pick that. I'll keep that one. And I'm going to create two more. I'll go to AI and create a couple more, put them in the list of two and see which one lists. If I can have that number one keep coming at number one at like twice as good as anything I can come up with, then I've got myself a winner.
I love it. Well, listen, I got to take a break. I will say this. You taught me the concept of having the go-to list. I think we started, when you taught it to me, you taught me find 25 people that you can connect with, that you will just, put them on your list. But of course, that's expanded now. Influential people and of course, my list and your list have grown tremendously. But we didn't start there. I know I didn't start there. I don't know what you started, but I think that's, so we don't want to make it too big for people that are starting out. So,
all right, 25 then.
25.
10. Right. 10.
What? Give me 10. Give me 10 amazing people that'll support us. Anyway, okay. I'm going to take a quick break. We come back. What I want to talk about is I want to learn about what you've learned about the power of books and, what it's done for your legacy, for your impact as a result of that. So we'll be right back.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're gonna take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'll be right back with my guest, Robert G. Allen, in just a minute. I want to mention this to you. We have a YouTube channel up there, and I hope you'll subscribe to it. It's important for you to be able to watch these shows every week because we bring in guests that will really help you to take off those limitations, awaken your inner genius, and become more of what you want to be in this world as a result, be able to do more of what you want to do. So you just go to our YouTube channel. You can go to youtube.com at the Courage Network, youtube.com at the Courage Network to subscribe. And of course, you can also pass it on to a family or friend member when you are on our YouTube channel. So hope you'll take us up on that. All right, back to number one bestseller, Bob. Hey, Bob. I always love that. When we email and stuff, I love your, the bestseller, Bob. All right, listen, legacy, impact. I can tell you it's shifted everything for me. How about you? Let's talk to our audience about what happens when you write your book.
When I wrote to my first book, I thought I'd just write a book and get it done, get it out there. And I didn't really think about how it could really change my life. But people would come up to me and they said, I read your book and it changed my life. And when they said that, it hit me really deep. I was just, just a young, in my early 30s. And I didn't really see, I didn't really understand. But I looked at my life and I looked at the books that I'd read, Think and Grow Rich and all the great books that I've studied over the years. And every time I read a book, it changes my life. So I began to be amazed at that. And what showed to me is that, I'm in Japan, I'm having lunch with a very successful businessman. And we look over the park and there's a park right there in the middle of Tokyo. And he goes, I was homeless in that park. And really? You were homeless in that park? He says, yeah. And I went to a used bookstore and I found a book in there. It was called Okuman Choja. And that's Japanese for the billionaire man. And that's how they translated the title for my book, The Multiple Streams of Income. And he said, I read that book. I actually bought the book and it was too expensive in the used bookstore. So I went to another part of the bookstore and found a cheaper price and switched the prices out. And because I couldn't afford it. So I bought it for less than a dollar. And he said, changed my life. Well, I heard that. I've heard that story, you know, hundreds of times. And it's, you know, so how much money did I make on that book? Well, zero, because it was in a used bookstore. I already made the money. It was a royalty, $3. But changing a life is, you know, it's pretty intense. It's pretty powerful. And therefore, that's why I do these books. I'm not doing the number one best-selling book because I want to make another $100,000 or $1 million or whatever. I'm doing it because each of you has a message in you. And your message has people waiting for it right now. And they have urgent problems and burning passions. And they need to have somebody coach them through it. And you're the one. You have the book in you. And if you don't write it, those people will never have that kind of change they need. They're praying for you 5 years from now for you to get your act together and get it done. And so that's why my
Well, you know, there's some people listening to the show right now and they're inspired. They're like, yeah, I want to do this, you know, and you gave them the formula, just set it up 30 minutes a day. And, you know, they're going to listen to this and then they're going to procrastinate. How do you help them break through? What's the mindset we have to have as authors to break through procrastination? What do you
deadline
do?
Right now? My deadline was my birthday, May 20th, just a little while ago. That was when I wanted my book to be number one. I was on a speaking engagement in Vietnam. I had to organize everything so I could make that happen because of a deadline. And so I'm going to give everyone here a deadline. A year from now, if your book is not done, you're going to donate $100 to Ken's charity, whatever he wants you to give it to. And I want you to raise your right hand and commit to that. That if you don't get your book done, then you have to literally write a check to maybe a favorite charity of your own, or your church or a cause or philanthropy or something, but make a commitment. When you have a consequence attached to it, it makes the deadline real. Up to that, a deadline is just, you don't have a deadline, it's just a wish. If you create a deadline with a consequence, and for me, the consequence, I had to make my book a number one bestseller on my birthday, because if it didn't become a number one bestseller, my title was a lie. So talk about a consequence. And of course, it did hit number one in three categories on Amazon. And so what I'm saying for you as a person.
Yeah, that's really powerful advice. And I take that to heart. So, you know, I said, I have my book coming out. I'm going to rethink that. I'm going to give myself a deadline to be number one. See, I like the idea of not just having a deadline, but the deadline to be number one. I think that's powerful. And that really takes some creative effort to get there. Bob, you have your latest book out. Yeah, I want to get to it real quick. You know, it's number one bestseller is the name of the book. And what inspired you for this book?
Well, teaching people how to write books is just kind of a passion of mine. So I'm famous for my real estate, multiple streams of income. Yeah. This is my passion. I love to teach people how to do books because I know how it changed my life. So, and we had to test this title various different ways to see what would work, what wouldn't work. This one seemed to be the one that worked. And this is my lifetime experience. It took me 50 years to learn. You can read it in a couple of hours.
Wow. Well, you know, I love the title, Number One Bestseller. You know, we got a listening audience here. Number One Bestseller by Robert G. Allen. You can find that on Amazon, you know, or wherever books are sold, yeah. I take it. Yeah. So, okay. You know, it's you touched on this. I want to explore this a little bit. You know, books, writing my first book literally changed my life. And it changed. It wasn't about changing my life. I didn't expect it to change my life. I wrote it for the reasons that we're talking about here. I wrote it because I thought I was a coach at the time, and I thought the book was called "Asking You Will Succeed: 1001 Ordinary Questions to Create Extraordinary Results." And I just thought it would help people to really use their mind in a little different sense. But it changed everything. So, you know, let's talk about how books can become income producing assets. I know for me that you taught me those principles way back when, and I still use the same principles. So let's talk about it so the audience understands what we're sharing.
There's a big lie when it comes to writing and publishing a book. The lie is that the book is going to make you rich. And frankly, if you upload it to Amazon yourself, if you self-publish it, you're going to sell 300 copies, and probably in the lifetime of the book. If you are lucky enough to become a traditionally published author, you're going to sell 5,000 copies. Your royalties on a 5,000 copy book would be $15,000-$20,000. Don't quit your day job. That's not going to make you rich. And there are a lot of mistakes. There are 12 stupid mistakes that beginning authors make. And one of the biggest mistakes is they don't have a way to capture the name and the address of their reader. And therefore, the reader reads the book and doesn't have a way to really communicate with that author. So you need to set it up. The book is a Trojan horse. You bring it to the gates of the person's life, and they bring the book inside their life, and then you have little ways in which you can ask them to give you their contact information, so you can continue to touch base with them, to, as they say in the world, drip on them, to let them know that there's more that they can learn, and you can give the information away for free, but they are now on a path. You've got them on a path towards what your book is going to teach, rather than your book being just a momentary blip of information they're flooded with every single day. And they're off chasing this shiny object and that shiny object. And, you've got to keep them on a path. If they showed an interest in your subject matter, then keep communicating with them. And eventually some of them may want you to coach with them, have a course that you've created. Maybe it's a $100 course, it's 8 lessons online. You don't have to even teach them live. Or maybe it's a little seminar you do 2 or 3 times a year. Or maybe it's one-on-one coaching. In other words, there's more revenue. There's more revenue in it for people who are really interested. And maybe only 5% of the people will ever take you up on it. But that 5% will make you very, very wealthy, frankly. And the 95% who don't, they read your book. They understand it. They learn. They grow. Good for them. Some of them never need you, but some of them would like some more coaching from you. And that's that extra revenue is huge. It can replace your current income. It can 10 times your current income. One of my students was selling as a personal trainer. He was making $20,000 a year. And I said to him, you're selling the wrong thing. Don't sell your time. Sell your own information. What's a knowledge that you have, an urgent problem that your clients have? And they says, it's their back pain. They're always canceling my appointments because they got back pain. I said, then write a book about back pain. So he writes a book that's now sold 1 million copies and sends me a letter. It says now his income is $200,000 a month because he's selling the information that can scale. If you're working at a job, you can't scale it. It's just you and maybe a little bit of a salary increase every year. But if you're selling information to the world, you can scale it to 10,000, 100,000, 1 million, 10 million, 100 million people. And therefore, your book has got to be the lead generator for that. Your book is not a book. Your book is a business. And if you're writing a book just because you want to write a book, well, it's never going to make you rich. Not as if maybe you don't want to be rich, but at least you could earn an extra stream of income, an extra $1,000 a month, $10,000 a month. Yeah.
I get it's that, I believe there's a book in just about everybody.
There is.
I mean, that I just believe that. I think that, we're here to not only to grow, evolve, and become the best version of ourselves, but we're here to serve. And when you have inside of you, some experience, some understanding, some wisdom. I just feel that service is such a great piece, and books help us serve in such great ways. I have to take a break, Bob. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about how you tie that book into your personal brand, your business, maybe your life mission. And how have you done that? I'm really curious about that. So we'll be right back. We'll talk about that.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm talking to Robert G. Allen about his latest book titled Number One Bestseller, How You Can Become a Best-Selling Author in Only 30 Minutes. And I'm going to read this because I think it's important. This book is a concise and actionable guide which offers aspiring authors a step-by-step roadmap to write, publish, and leverage a best-selling book without overwhelming your schedule. I love that because it kind of it's concise of what we're talking about here, right? It's I've got a mission, I've got a brand or not, and you know, I want to tie my book into that. What how do I do that? Like, I want to write about life purpose, but I'm building houses. I don't know. How do we tie that?
Well, there'd be a book in there about building houses because you've learned some things about that. So that's, you know, there are a lot of skills we could write books about. But what I call your low-hanging fruit is what your purpose is. When you show up on this planet, I believe we came from a previous existence and we come here, we learn a blank, the mind goes blank. We have to start from beginning to discover our skills and our talents and our gifts that we give back to the world. And we have to discover them first, and then we give them. So, for example, what are you passionate about? That's a gift. It's not, each person has different passions. That's why the world is the symphony of all these incredible passions. It's a wonderful place to live. I am passionate about teaching people how to become financially successful, and I'm passionate about books, so that's why I write about them. A talent is another thing. What are you good at? You know, some people are not good at the things I'm good at, but that's why we have a great world. What is important to you? In other words, there's some things that really bother you. You watch TV and it just frustrates you to heck, you know. And then other things you watch and it's important to you. You spend time at it. Those are what I call the three fundamentals of a purpose: passion, talent, and values. And then they boil up into what I call destiny. So really, the book you want to write is the book that you were sent here to write. You were sent to this planet to write it and to leave a legacy before you go, so that you, when you're gone, your book is still here. Your book is still being found by people in used bookstores, frankly, wherever they find them. And the person who picks up that book, it's almost as if, have you ever had somebody say to you, it was almost as if that was meant for me to read at that exact time? I can't believe how your book just dropped into my lap. It was almost like a godsend. Have you ever had that?
I've had you drop into my lap as a godsend. So yeah, I know that.
So I want you to have that experience where somebody says to you, how did you know I needed that at that moment? It was exact timing. And therefore, you have to get the book done so those timings start happening all around the world, right? So this is just part of the purpose thing. And yes, you write about your skill and your talent and your passions. That's why I've got 20 books I've written. And I should have written more, frankly. If I had really kind of figured out the 30-minute a day thing before 40 years later, I had finally had to figure it out, I would have had 100 books out by now. But no, I got caught in like the whirlwind of life. Everybody does. And therefore, you have a goal that you want to accomplish something, and the world gets in the way. And all these little tiny things, these little mosquitoes pick at you. And it finally, one day you finally said, I got to get it done. Or if you set a deadline and you make a consequence and you just get it done.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I started writing was, you know, in 1999, somewhere around there. And we didn't have the tools we have today. We didn't have, you know, we didn't have the social media to market it. We didn't have, you know, we were just coming into the internet back then. We didn't have AI for sure. We didn't have the resources around the world where you can go on a company like Upwork and find yourself an editor, find yourself a social media marketer. We didn't have those tools. So today, it's, you know, we didn't have the TikToks. We didn't have where you can, you know, do clips and reels and, you know, slides. And we just didn't have that stuff. Today it's changed. So how can we use AI to help maybe speed up the writing and publishing process?
And it's revolutionary, you know, in the last couple of years, and it's going to disrupt the world.
Yeah.
When it comes to publishing, because you can literally take your content and have AI write your words in. It'll give you an outline to your book. Like you said, it'll give you the titles here, but I'm planning on writing a book about XYZ. I'm really passionate about teaching people have these kinds of problems. Give me some titles of a book you think might be fresh and different and unique. I don't want an ordinary cliched title. This is just typing your prompt in, right? You push the button, bam, 10 titles come up. Some of them are cliched. Some are terrible, frankly, but one or two real gems in there. And if it's not the main title to your book, it's a chapter title, because part of the marketing of your book is not just the title, but when they open up your book and they look at the what's inside it, those chapter titles must be marketing oriented. So when they read the chapter titles, they go, oh, I need that. And oh, what is it in that chapter? It can't be ordinary, basic, cliche description. It's got to be fun and different. AI will write the chapter titles for you. I said, I need to get 3 bullet points in every one of those chapters in order for me to write about. Bam, give me the 3 bullet points, the summaries of what should be in that chapter. Bam, 3 bullet points. Therefore, you got 10 chapters, 30 chunks of content. Now you know exactly what to start writing on. And you don't get stuck in the, you know, in this writer's block where you go, what am I going to write? How am I going to write it? AI already knows. And then, frankly, AI can do a lot of the writing for you. I don't like that idea. I think it should be more authentic for you. But once you do your writing, you can have AI. It will look it over, and it'll refresh it, and it'll put in some of my students I work with one-on-one, and they'll show me what they're writing as. I'll go, that's, you know, you need to tweak that a little bit. And then the very next week they come back and they go, how about this? And I go, what happened to you? You know, this is radically different from what that was here. And he says, well, me and Grok have been working a little bit this week. And the Grok version of it was the same content, but fresh and different and really good. And
well, that's the collaboration between the us and AI. Exactly. Now that's the ideal piece. It's a collaboration. It's not AI write everything for you. It's about you come up with the concepts, you come up with the principles that you want to write about, and then you can help AI can help us structure it. But and especially with people opening up their creativity, I think it the way I started was I would journal one page a day. That's helped me open my creativity, uh-huh. And then I started to focus a little more, get clear with what we're talking about, what I want to write about, my purpose, my mission, all that. But yeah, we want to co-collaborate. We don't want to just like AI gets to do everything.
Yeah, exactly. But just for you, those of you who think I'm not good, I'm not a writer. I don't know how to write. How am I supposed to do that? Way AI can come in and be an assistance to you, and you'll be amazed how your thoughts, this concept you're trying to share, can be taught in a way when you read what you and AI have collaborated on, you're going to go, I want this into the world.
Yeah. I'll say one other thing about AI. The more you use it, the more it knows you and the more it'll have your voice. And, you know, there is a little button in AI where you can turn off the learning mode of AI. Some people are doing that in corporations. I discourage that. I encourage you to let AI learn about you, your language, what your interests are. So it starts to spit out your messages like yourself. Yeah. My poetry book, for instance, you know, one of the things I did is I had AI write me out 10 endorsements that I would like to say for AI, right? And they wrote all my endorsements and I thought, oh, cool. Now I'll send these off to people that I really love.
Yeah.
And they can tweak it the way they like it, but they'll have a choice of endorsements for my book.
Nice.
Cool way to do it.
Nice. I like it. That's a good tip right there. Really good tip.
Anyway, okay. Major mistakes most authors make and how to avoid them. In number one bestseller, you talk about that.
Most stupid mistakes. We shared one earlier, which is not having a database or a way to capture the database. Number two, actually number one of all, is they'll come to me and they'll say, Robert, I've got a story I've got to tell. My life has just been magical or horrible, and then I fixed it. And I go, nobody wants to know your story. Don't write your autobiography yet. Not yet. And they go, but this is my story. I need to share it with the world. And you say, nobody cares about your story. You do, but nobody else cares about it. And if you're not famous or rich or whatever, no one's going to buy it. I'm here to make you a number one best-selling author, not a guy or a gal who's put their story in a book that they're going to give it to their family so that 30 people have their lives changed. Trust me, even your family won't read your book. They won't even read it. So I want your book to be using your story to create a system of what you learned, to create a promise of what the reader is going to get, how to make their story better. So your story is not interesting to anybody unless your story makes their story better. So your story is the two bad words. In every, whenever I read somebody's manuscript and they show the manuscript, I'm looking for two words. The first word is the word I, and the second word is the word you. And if the word I is many more times than the word you, I know it's a loser. It's a loser book. The you word has to be massively more than the word I, because only people want to read about what's in it for me. You know, FM, what is that? FMI? XF1FI, whatever.
I remember that one. Yeah. What? WYFM or something.
There you go. They only want to know what's in it for them. So you need to talk to them. And basically, that's your gift. You're basically saying to them, I don't want you to read to live my life. And you can read a few little stories that I sprinkle throughout my book, but this is the system for you. You do what I tell you to do. You get this promise in this kind of time frame, and you get these kinds of benefits, so your life can be better. And I use the word you. That's a moment.
Bob, we're getting down to the wire here. Authorsummits.com is flashing on the screen right now. Authorsummits.com for my listening audience. When they go over there, Bob, what are they going to find?
I teach a class every month, 6 weeks, couple day class on what I've learned, on how they can learn it. And so they get to hear me teach it. You know, you can read it. And obviously there's lots of bonuses that when a person buys this book, thousands of dollars worth of bonuses, but it takes them to Author Summit. Author Summit is, let's talk. And what we do is we have them show me the title of your book and create a cover of it, and let's test it. And let's test it with hundreds of thousands of people that are on this call right now to find out whether your title really sucks or not. And you can't believe it, at dozens and dozens of titles we go through, maybe one or two gets 8, 9, or 10 in a score. Most of them, nobody wants it. Nobody's interested in that title. And it's shocking for a person to realize that if I could test my title with real people, I could maybe come up with the title of $1 million title. So we do that kind of thing during my live class. It's called authorsummits.com. Well, you're welcome to come. It's free. And let's talk.
That's awesome. Wow. I'm going to have to join you myself. You've been very inspiring for me today. I can tell you that. You know, if somebody today has a story or message that's burning inside of them, but they've never written before, let's just talk. What's the first step? First step, you haven't written before. You know, we've kind of gone over this, but I don't want anybody to leave this today. If you've got a burning desire inside, you know you're going to write that book. Here's the first step. Go.
Just to block out a year from today, whenever you're watching this. A year from today, go into your phone, your calendar. Block out a 30-minute section a year from today where you're going to say that my book must be done by then, or I have to send $100 to the political party that I hate, you know?
Yeah.
In other words, it's got to be a consequence. And then put 30 minutes a day in your calendar for that next year and make it and promise to yourself and say to your family, say it on social media, I've committed today 30 minutes a day. It has to be done by this day. If my book is not done by that day, remind me, and I'm going to have to send this money to my worst political enemy.
Well, that's a good one.
Exactly. And therefore, I'm setting you the structure. Yeah. And so if you haven't set that structure, your book is never going to get done. But now you set the structure, you go, now you're thinking, like, oh, well, how am I going to fill that 30 minutes up? Okay, well, it's what am I want to say? Who do I want to say it to? How do I want to say it? You know, what's the cover going to look like? And how do I get the names? The first step is to lock it in your calendar.
I love it. I love it. I think I want to plus that too. I think there's another piece that really inspired me, and that was when I wrote my book, I became an author. What people said to me, they were think about what they're going to say to you. Are you, you know, they're going to say, congratulations. That's amazing. How'd you do that?
Yeah.
Wow, you've changed my life. Wow, this is amazing. Thank you so much for putting this on the planet. Think about that. Think about where you're going to be a year from now and think about what people are going to say, what you're going to say to yourself. Well done. I did it. I accomplished it. I feel good about myself. Think about those and that'll help you too. Go ahead, Bob.
People give business cards. And you know what they do with your business card? They throw it out in the garbage on the way out of the seminar.
Yeah.
Business cards are worthless. Yeah. But when you give somebody an autographed copy of your book, not only do they never throw it away, they give it as an heirloom to their family. And it's autographed. And it's the best business card on the planet. So in your business, you should be giving out autographed copies of your book to your best clients. And when they get that book, something magic happens. They go, thank you so much. This is so precious. It's like that, you giving them a $10,000 bill. It's something special when you give somebody a book like that. So I want you to have that experience. And what are they going to say when you give that book to them? They're going to say, thank you. I appreciate that. And they'll never throw it away. Right?
I love it. I can't say how many people I've watched over my life now. Just like you said, I hand them the book, I autograph it, and you know, I say some kind words, I give it to them, face lights up, just so grateful. It's a great experience. I don't want anybody to miss that, especially if you got purpose and passion inside of you today. So I want you to go and get Bob's book today, a number one bestseller. You can get it on Amazon if you'd like, and you can also go over to authorsummit.com, authorsummit.com, and connect with Bob.
Summits.
Don't forget the S. Okay. All right, Bob. Thank you. We're out of time. I could go on for on.
God bless. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you so much. And thank all of you for being here today. I really appreciate you listening and passing this show on to those that you love. Continue to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and you'll be able to do the impossible. Take care.